Oceans of Energy Natural Healing, a story of believing in myself. I found Oceans of Energy Natural Healing when it was a center, perched on a magnificent cliff overlooking the ocean on the northern beaches of Sydney. It was the year 2000 and I needed a massage, being overwhelmed by my life as a single mother with three little children, in the midst of becoming divorced and exhausted from working at a profession which I felt I had long outgrown. I did have a massage, discovered the business was for sale, listened to what I call the little voice in my head, and left after buying the business. Very opposing things in terms of relaxation. Since then, I have become a yoga teacher, a yoga birthing educator, massage therapist, Reiki master, hypnotherapist, published author and biographer, completing a master's degree in writing, and now teaching writing. Within 2 weeks of my cliff walk and massage, I had left the security of working as a speech pathologist for New South Wales Health, which gave a regular paycheck but frustrated me after 22 years of practice. It had also involved driving approximately 3 hours a day across Sydney. Instead, I began to walk along the beach to Oceans of Energy every day. I arrived to work, or rather to share my passions, at an ambient clinic and yoga space with crystals and New Age books in the window, plus practitioners who were committed to their practices and the growth of the business. I had, of course, consulted a solicitor and accountant during the purchase of the business and believed I had listened to my head and heart in this professional and life choice. However, I soon discovered huge financial challenges and a realm of dissatisfied clients left by the previous management. Without doubt that I was following correctly that little voice in my head, I set about setting Oceans of Energy right. We began to put the clinic, its services and natural beauty out into the community through having open days, going to markets and expos and starting our own. We offered local establishments such as surf and sporting clubs and nursing homes our services. We also increased services with osteopathy and acupuncture, Tai Chi, music and drumming groups. Much magic happened, but the turnaround was slow, requiring me to work 6 to 7 days a week, not having the time, and forgive the play on words, energy to spend with my children. After 3 years, I began to question the little voice that had led me there. I was heading to despair and a serious financial situation. What hadn't I listened to? What karma was I having to repay? More urgently, what was I actually going to do? Well, the old saying of all you have to do is ask and have faith the answer is on its way turned out to be true. One morning, the nurse unit manager of maternity, Mona Vale Hospital, was in the cafe next door. She stopped in and invited me to teach prenatal yoga in her unit. As the position grew to providing services throughout the hospital for staff and patients, and saw the birth of the moving into motherhood wave of the business, I decided that Oceans of Energy Natural Healing Center no longer needed the base of location. After all, oceans are everywhere, and so is energy. This was indeed a wise head decision, although it wrenched at my heart to close the clinic. Finances soon improved without commercial overheads, and so did opportunities and opportunities and opportunities to this day speaking at this breakfast. The Moving into Motherhood Retreat program turned out to be enormously significant, taking on a life of its own. It was established to provide credible professional birthing information, which honored both the age-old traditional wisdom of midwifery and natural therapies in safe, supportive, educative environments for pregnant women, their support people, and birth workers. I've since had the privilege of sharing the programs with practitioners and women at Manly Hospital, Belmont Birth Centre, Newcastle, Taree Hospital, Mackay Base and Mackay Mata Hospitals, and clinics in the Byron Bangalore area, in Portugal, the US, with obstetricians and prenatal yoga teachers in Rajasthan, India, and at the 2008 International Indian Caesarean Awareness Conference. Another opportunity was to learn of tribal birth and women's ceremonies in Kenyan villages. I soon realized that in order to give yoga and natural therapies their rightful place in healthcare and healthcare systems, a research paper was required. Well, the little voice reminded me again that all you have to do is ask and believe. I was offered a yoga birthing research project with the clinical midwifery educator, and although it didn't end up as a paper, it ended up as the book, Search for Mother. Not long passed before I was pulled again by that little voice that had brought me so much and challenged me so much. I moved to this beautiful part of the country and bought a property with the intention of running Moving to Motherhood retreats there. And then this happened. My belief in myself and my work was again thrust in front of me as unquestionable as a lightning bolt. Eldest daughter went to live in Spain and I to visit her. We travelled Portugal and on the last day together arrived at a little village and were greeted at the bed and breakfast by four generations of women in traditional dress. Suddenly, unexpectedly, without warning, I was connected to where my mother's family had been so long ago. All the pieces of Oceans of Energy Moving to Motherhood and my writings of mother hurtled together. At last I understood the hows and whys and whos of the everythings that had brought me to this now. Back in Australia, all my belongings were packed away, waiting to move to my new house on my return. My classes were on pause. I had even lost the last points on my driver's license, making it almost impossible to live in my new house in the bush. It was time to complete writing Mother, and the place to do it was there. I strolled the village and came upon a plaque on a white-walled house. It said, "You cannot smell the perfection of the rose before its dawn." Every detail had been planned by that little voice, divine orchestration, the universe, the angels, the gods, or God himself, call it what you will. I said, "I don't think I'll go home." The four women said, "If you stay, will you be the summer massage therapist and teach yoga from our rooftop? We have a cottage for you." How to make sense of this when the next week I was to present at the Indian Caesarean Awareness Conference? I went to the conference, went home, moved to my new house, and waited each day for the yearning to write to pass. It didn't. Within 2 weeks, my furniture was repacked, house rented, tax done, laptop ready, family aghast, and I was back on the plane. I think the little voice was smiling and clapping. Search for Mother became a story of the who, what, why, how of mother, her essence of nurturing, our yearning for meaningful connection to her, and finding peace with the complexity and many forms she comes in, from biological to significant women in our families, communities, churches, healthcare, mother nature, and the mother within who is always there, Search for Mother was released in the US in February this year and was followed by a 3-month book tour around the States, which saw me in the newspaper, radio and TV, and opened doors to teaching opportunities in nursing schools and universities there. I travelled and spoke and signed books in amazement at these unfoldments, while the little voice kept on, believe and accept, believe and accept. The book was released in Australia on Mother's Day, and moving into motherhood yoga birthing is now in the process of being accredited as an elective at the Australian Midwifery Association, so it can be taught in tertiary nursing and medical institutions with the book as its reference. I've also had the almost unbelievable fortune to be asked to write 2 biographies, one for an eccentric Slovenian financial mathematician, which involved me following him around the Swiss Alps on trains, laptop on lap, and another for a Navajo medicine man in Arizona, which saw me in Monument Valley in the snow talking magic to nature with him. Since I first met Oceans of Energy Natural Healing Center, it has grown into moving into motherhood and search for mother. It has brought me personally unimaginable riches and natural healing. I have become fulfilled, financially challenged, financially okay, very fulfilled, and very humbled by the goodness and strength of human nature around the world. I have also come to understand, if we can define fulfillment and success, its foundation is believing in yourself.